Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi. I hate to ambush your airwaves, but we should take a second to chat. We need to prepare for your future, and that's what I'm here for. CPAs don't just handle tax returns. We team up with you to help make your ideal financial future a reality. From buying a home to financing your retirement, we want to make sure you're financially secure. The Oklahoma Society of CPAs. Accounting for everything. Visit findyourcpa.com and start the conversation.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the Ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit pollardfarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
Well, look for the cattle complex to begin today with mixed price action, thanks to a combination of follow-through selling and pre-cash short covering. Now, the hog contract should also open with uneven prices, narrowly scattered by residual buying interest and profit-taking. The focus of cattle buyers could start to sharpen here today. After all, they appear to be both well-managed and short-bought. At the very least, we expect bids and asking prices to take on better definition. Regarding the latter, we believe asking prices will look at about 128 in our part of the country. Traders on both sides of the ball will be closely monitoring the FCE Internet auction later today for possible clues of the greater cash trend. Live and feeder futures seem likely to open on a mixed basis, tied to follow-through selling on one hand and short covering in the face of cash premiums on the other. Yesterday, cash hog market enjoyed a better tone, both in terms of moderately higher prices and decent negotiated dressed volume. Well, on the grain, soybean futures closed lower yesterday as talk circulated of a fast-moving Brazilian harvest that was producing good yields. Corn futures inched higher amid reports China was buying some cargoes from the PNW. Winter wheat futures finished near unchanged as those markets paused after posting losses yesterday. Spring wheat was a little higher. The March crop contracts expire midday today to put the May contracts in the lead. Winter wheat futures did finish about unchanged in light trading yesterday as the market paused after yesterday's losses. Spring wheat was a little higher. The storms that moved through the plains and Midwest this week largely missed hard red winter wheat acres in Kansas and Texas. Those areas need moisture as the crops start spring growth. USDA late on Monday rated Kansas wheat 40% good to excellent. Oklahoma wheat was rated 42% good to excellent versus 43% in February. Now, corn futures closed mostly higher yesterday, with the May having an inside day, but still below moving averages. Reports on Reuters said China bought a few cargoes of U.S. corn, which will be shipped from the PNW to make up for poor domestic supplies in that country. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, the April live cattle down 142 at 116.32, June down 120 at 106.90, March feeder cattle down 75, 127.85, and April down 67, 127.42, April hogs up 60 at 70.82, and the May's up 57, 73.32. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May down a quarter penny, 442.5, July down a quarter cent, 454.5, May wheat Chicago's unchanged, 430.5, and the July was down 3/4 at 445.75. May corn up 1.25 at 362.25. July up 1.25 at 369.75. May soybeans down 6.75 at 999.25. July was down 6.75 at 1009 even. On the cotton futures, May's up 68, 77.83. July up 65, 78.84. April crude oil up 96, 48.68. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.